Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're joined now by Naomi Hadar. She is the Executive Director of African Friends of Sheba Medical Center in Israel. And of course, as you know, Sheba is one of the key hospitals receiving the recently freed hostages. We wanted to talk about that. Naomi, thank you for being with us. Let's just begin by asking this. How did Sheba prepare for the moment prepare for the hostages being released and bring us up to date on the situation?
Good morning and thank you for having me.
At
Sheba, we were prepared for days. Mm-hmm. We didn't know exactly when or who would come. You remember, there is no database or any comparison. The last hostages came about 500 days ago, and every day there is like hell. But we know only one thing, that they need not just medical care, but deep and human care. And when the moment came and we received 10 of the return hostages, and each one of them carried a different story, a different kind of pain. And I would like to tell you about Rom. Mm-hmm. And he was Rom. You know, Harold, I think, what did they do to this person, to him? And now, after he was released, Rom find it hard to face people. He avoid his phone and he preferred to be alone. Even he can't look at his brother's eyes. I say isolated. And when you ask him now, what would you like to do? And you know what his answer is? I just want to look at the sky. Ron was isolated for 2 years. He was kept there and he was with the Islamic Jihad. And according to the other hostages that came and told, they beaten him, they humiliate him, they let him sleep with the dead body of other hostages. Mm-hmm. And you know, they even tried to convert it to Islam. And when he refused, they beaten him even harder. And they even, you know, the torture was not only physically, but emotionally.
Sure. So how does a hospital prepare for that? Because you actually don't know you don't know the medical condition, you don't know the psychological condition, the emotional condition. There's almost nothing that is known to the hospital until that person arrives.
You are so right. Then first of all, we're doing a lot of research about this person that should come from his family. What would he like? What color of clothes he prefer? What kind of music he wants? What kind of food he loves to have? And we prepare the room according to this special hostage that's coming back. We try to make it easier for him. I don't know if you realize, whenever they hostages accept by the Israeli army, by Tzahal, it's a woman that welcoming him. I don't know if you realize it.
I didn't notice it, but now that you pointed out, I can see. It makes sense.
Yes, you see. And also, most of the people that treat the hostages are female. The doctor in Sheba, the doctor that in charge
That's
of them
so
is
interesting.
A female.
Right.
They, And the reason they didn't see, especially those who were in isolation, they didn't see females. They see only the brutality of the men.
That's
and that's one of the way, you know, to slide it, to make it easier for them.
Right, right. In terms of the when the hospital received the hostages early on, in the conflict, in the war, how does it differ between then and now in terms of the hospital's approach? Obviously, from a hostage point of view, there's different conditions because this is prolonged starvation, it's prolonged abuse, it's all different. But in terms of what the hospital learned from the beginning until now, is it very different?
It's different. We learn a lot of things from previous, but again, it's so different between person to person.
Each person, yeah. So there's no rule.
You know, some of them love to hug. Some of them can't even see people and can't even let them touch them. And you have to be so sensitive. You know, there are five personnel that surrounded each hostage that came back. And they learn by time how to treat them, what is best for them. And the very, very slow steps taking. And we saw those who were released, but we don't saw all those that can't be released for long. It's a long process. It's a long treatment. And we learn every day what to do, how to. There's no protocol. There's no anyone in the world, any hospital in the world that had to face this situation.
Absolutely astounding. We do need to leave it there, just to hear what the hospitals are doing and how each person is taken care of individually. The amount of care and thought that goes into it is truly astounding. That's Nomi Hadar, Executive Director at African Friends of Sheba Medical Center.